Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bill Brandt is our guest, president and CEO of Development Specialist, Inc. DSI.biz is the website. He's a global businessman and problem solver. Bill, we're talking about the Biden administration going forward, and I'm not worried about the Democrats. I'm not worried about the Republicans. I'm not worried about the pandemic as an American. I'm worried about the two things that I worry about more than anything. I spend my invest my worry on. I worry about China, and I worry about the big tech companies. I think they're the most, those two are the most dangerous threats to America today, and I think they're going to be the big gorillas for President Biden. I think he'll be judged more than anything else on how he handles big tech and also Wall Street to some degree, but especially how he handles China. Rick Grenell, who regardless of your politics, I think people agree he's a smart guy. He said Russia's a problem, China's a crisis. What do you think?
I don't know that I disagree with that. I think that, you know, as you know, I pre-pandemic, I would spend probably 7 to 8 days in Hong Kong every month and in other parts of China. And I will tell you that while there was, among a lot of people, a measurable dissatisfaction with a number of ways the previous administration conducted itself. One of the few things people seemed to agree on is that under Premier Xi, there had been a pivot with an aggressiveness not seen before. And we're seeing that in Hong Kong today in the restriction on civil liberties. We're seeing that in Hainan Island and other places. And so I got a lot of feedback about the fact that it was about time to stand up to him. So I'm not sure. This is going to sound disconnected, but it's the way I believe. I'm not sure it was Trump's policies per se, although they weren't wrong. I think this was brought on by Xi. I think during the era of Deng Xiaoping, I think Americans, found a way to get along with Deng Xiaoping because he found no ground. He was more of a diplomat. I think Xi is far more of an autocrat.
Yep.
And I think that is going to be one of the things we're going to have to confront for the next 25 years.
Does Biden have the backbone to stand up to Xi?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think everybody does at this point. The issue is, how do you unravel this economy in relationships? China by this time is no longer anywhere near the lower cost producer. They're still the manufacturing floor in many ways for the world, but not so much.
They've got competition, don't they?
Pardon me?
They got competition.
They got a lot of competition: Vietnam, Cambodia, and the others. The problem is that the competition for outsourced manufacturing is easy. It's the Chinese market and the possible sale into a billion, 200 million,
300 million middle class.
That drives a lot of people, and you see the Europeans making their own deals because the lure of that market, that fabled lure of that market has been out there for 25 years and been hard to realize.
But the thing is that when you do business in America, and for our consumers, you just get the consumers. When you do business in China for their consumers, you also get the Communist Party, and that's not a good bargain.
Well, it was a bargain that could be tolerated under prior leaders, and they made it so.
Yeah.
Xi has politicized it much the way that Erdogan has in Turkey, beyond what could be tolerated by Western democracy.
In 4 years from now, do you think we'll look back and say that Biden was tough enough to take this on and not put the allow the country to get weaker against China? I really am worried about the next generation for America's position against China. I'm worried about it very much.
I like the Chinese. I take the long view. I don't know that 4 years, either under Trump or under Biden is enough of it. I think there has to be, in addition to the American president, American business, which I think is already beginning to retreat, and the legislative branch has to stand up to this. I think they will. I think there's a growing consensus. But it's bigger than just the president.
Yeah.
I mean,
quickly, Bill, let me stop you. I need to get you over to one other topic real quick. That was an excellent report. Iran. Do you think Biden will be tough enough to stand up to Iran?
I think so. I think there's going to be conditions. I think the Iranian deal is largely out of the box. I'm not sure you can put, as they say, the toothpaste back in the tube at this point for a variety of reasons. I want to see where the sanctions go, but I, you know, again, I much rather have diplomacy than American troops, you know, once again sent to the Middle East. So if there's a way to do it and at least hold it in check for a while, I'd like
How much would you agree with my statement that how he deals with China and Iran is going to be a major part of his legacy, Biden?
Well, I think they'll be. I think they're a major part of anybody's foreign policy. Is always a major part of anybody's legacy. I mean, obviously, they talk about Obama with the Iran deal. They talk about Trump without the Iran deal. But I think the longer view is, I think Iran at this point has. You know, I think my biggest issue is nuclear proliferation in the Middle East, because I think if Iran goes much farther, then the Saudis and the UAE will be constrained to want to bomb as well. And then it gets quickly out of hand.
That's what I'm worried about that. And we're gonna take a quick break, folks, and we're running out of time here, as we always do with our good friend Bill Brand. He always has a lot of important things to tell us. When we come back, we're gonna bring these a little closer to home. I wanna get Bill to talk about immigration, what the Biden administration's early steps and long term plan for immigration. After the break, 10-10. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.